Hello and happy Cinco de Mayo.
I know it crept up on me, and once again, I was like, "What are you talking about?" Yeah, I don't know. I was like, "What is all this stuff about tacos today? Everybody's having tacos, margaritas." And I
Margaritas.
was like, "Margaritas, yeah,
That
not
you may
me."
find this very hard to believe.
But you're having margaritas?
No, actually, that sounds pretty good right now, but I participated in the first annual Cinco de Mayo 5K in town today. America and the
I'm
world.
gonna have
Gia and I used to
to.
participate in the occasional 5K.
We did, and the weird thing was, it was a weird thing because my partner in crime there agreed that she wanted to do these races, and then the day would come, and she would be really kind of like angry towards me,
Was
as
it
if
towards you or the world?
I don't know, but
Whoever invented running.
you weren't really a cheerful participant in these
No,
events.
no. And nothing has changed, Gia.
And
The only good thing
you
about this, well, there were a couple of good things. First of
got
all,
a t-shirt.
I decided to do it because, I've been getting chunky. I've got all the winter weight and the pandemic weight and
Sure.
all the gummy weight.
Yeah.
And so I thought, it wouldn't be bad to
Be
move
a good
around a little
start.
bit,
Yeah.
so also it was like through trails, so it wasn't like a race, and there was a very low turnout, so it wasn't like it was, super competitive, although I think I
You
still
could
finished
still,
last.
on trails, you could knock people out of the way and be like, coming through, and be really competitive.
It was very hard.
Yeah.
I have to say I didn't complete the entire 5K, but
What did you do? Like go back, or somebody have to come out with a vehicle and take you out?
I know. I was
Like,
walk. I was just walking. I was walking with a friend of mine, and she was in about the same kind of shape as I was. So she kind of said, "Well, we stopped at this like turn and asked this woman, how much further do we have to go?" And she's like, "You're about a quarter of the way done." I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" So that was it, it was awful. But then there was like a raffle at the end, and I won a pie. So there goes my good intention. I know
Did
I had the choice of all the prizes, and I was like, anybody who sees a photograph of this is going to say, "Oh, of course she picked the pie."
she took the
So there I was, chunky Gigi, holding a pie.
Well, I confess that over the past week, while I was with a family member that I was who was ailing, and I was trying to coax him to eat more, and so I was bringing food from the like sort of cafeteria, and I
Oh,
would fetch
dear.
the various desserts, the bread
Yeah,
puddings and the apple cobblers,
sure.
and then he would, turn them down and drift back to sleep, and then I'm like, well, I can't waste
You
this.
can't waste it.
I
No,
cannot. Can't
you're a good
waste this
woman, Gia.
beautiful bread pudding. So I'm nothing to put weight on, like institutional desserts. And
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And
yeah.
yes, America and the world, the reason that we haven't been present in the last few days is because Gia is a wonderful daughter. So,
Well, no, that's totally not true. But
well, it's true.
yeah,
It's
but we were
definitely true.
the kids were rallying around the father, and
Yeah.
he's hanging in, and he's
Yeah.
complaining a lot, and so we take that as a good sign that
Yeah,
we're not done yet. We're like,
that's the dad we know. Yep.
yep, calling people names and stuff. He thinks he's
Sure.
calling the workers names behind their backs, but he's so deaf that he's very loud, and he's calling people names. I'm like, oh, she's not going to help you out of bed tonight when you need help.
Oh dear. Dear, dear.
Oh well, but
Speaking of
anyway.
complaining,
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to complain too much, but
Uh-oh.
I think it does deserve further remarking upon the awfulness of Maxie's top. I mean,
Oh, yeah, and it stayed on for a couple of days. Like it's got
it
those
felt like
big
a
like
month. Yeah,
baubles
we got
on
to
it.
see it in all different lights, and it just got worse and worse, And I just don't know why they would do that to lovely Maxie. I mean, and
I don't
everybody
know.
else's outfits have been getting a little better, I
Getting
think.
a little better. I really liked Phyllis's top. That she's got like a sort of queen-like bohemian vibe that I like.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a regal yeah. woman there at Charlie's.
But Pump. Yeah, that is just awful. And how do you wash that?
I think it would melt or burst into flames. So
yeah, it's probably totally made out of some chemical. I don't know. But
yeah, I think it would melt on your skin if you were in a warm place. And it kind of seemed like something that a male figure skater might have worn, like 2 years ago. You know?
Yeah. It would have fit a little differently, but yes.
But poor Maxie. Poor Maxie.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless she's, I don't know, in real life, do you think she like said, oh, I want to wear that, and I'd like to wear it for 3 or 4 days running?
I don't know. I feel like somebody could have intervened and said, how about this top instead? Since you're not going to be hitting the ice.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I must confess that during this family crisis, I started watching a little bit of Wednesday, but I basically missed Wednesday.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad for you, I think.
I saw a little bit of the Sunny having the dream about Annie.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of a nice device to get.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that. I like a dream sequence.
I did too. I didn't mind seeing Lenny again. The only thing that would have made it nicer is if they'd been in the tano, right?
No, they were at the firehouse. where Sonny did, where Mike danced with Nina.
Yeah. Oh, and did you see the dance between Mike and Nina at the Savoy?
Sonny and Nina. Well,
oh,
I don't
Sonny,
know who
Sonny, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable.
I was too.
I don't know what Nina was doing.
Yeah.
It was a weird... And then also
the two
quite
watched.
Bizarre. Yeah, Mika and whoever the partner is.
Yeah, like, that just made it creepy. Like,
that was super creepy. Because they weren't even really dancing. It was more like just sort of foreplay, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Nina was doing some kind of weird shimmy.
Yeah. Grinding, almost.
A little bit of a, like, playful grind. And had they been spinning each other around or something where it would have been like we're doing some ballroom moves. And, having those two come and clap.
A little bit more acceptable.
More like clapping for a sexual act, which maybe that'd be fun. I don't know. Spice it up a little.
Trying something with Rory? Like,
maybe have a laugh track or I don't know.
that sounds more realistic.
But yeah, that was bizarre. That was bizarre.
I don't, It might have been maybe a teeny bit more acceptable if they had been like the only ones there, you know, but.
Yeah, right. But I thought what was unacceptable was the leering bartender women.
And that they would be like comfortable dancing like that in front of other people.
Yeah. Or even with each other. They shouldn't have. It was weird all the way around.
Yeah.
And it made me think about how, like, I've read articles about how they have, like, on movie sets or whatever, so, like, people that choreograph sex scenes, you know, or intimate scenes, you might call them.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because then it's like, you know, like, you can put your hand here, but not here, and so it's sort of like, I don't know. And I wondered, did they have that choreographed out so that everyone was comfortable?
Yeah.
Huh. Or is it that maybe they don't have the budget for a sex choreographer?
Maybe. Yeah. I imagine those people demand a pretty penny.
Yeah, I don't know, and I can't even imagine, but I guess it makes it more like acting, so you're like, okay, you're hitting your mark, you know, if it just
happens.
How do
you think you
happens to be a wanker, so be it.
To be like a sex scene choreographer?
I don't know.
Is there like an associate's degree?
It might be too late for you to apply.
Because I'm looking for a side hustle.
Side gig.
Oh, that kind of reminds me of my other theory about Maxie's top was like my classic theory that it was somebody's final exam gone terribly wrong at the fashion school where they get their costumes from.
Okay. Do you watch a lot of shows where it's like fashion schools or something? I don't know about these.
I had watched one, which I enjoyed, but it didn't last very long.
I imagine it's kind of like where you and I used to go get our haircut, like
very much like that, where there's a little look of terror on their faces.
And they have to
they're
call
making
for the
choices
teacher to...
for other people's lives. But we turned out all right.
Yeah,
here we are. It's fine to get a haircut at a beauty school. But
anyway, I might have to be filled in, or I have some questions about.
Okay.
I was just watching the scene where Carly and Harmony were.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I only saw a bit of that, and I have a feeling that Harmony was about to bite it there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much more she said.
Yeah, well, she said enough that Carly figured out that Nell was Willow's twin, and therefore Nina is Willow's mom. And,
right,
and
but who
Harmony
do we have to
was like imploring
them?
Her not to let Willow know that.
So who do you think that Willow needs protection from?
Well, it sounded like Harmony was thinking that Nina was just too, you know, clingy and overbearing and like, I don't know, like.
Well, but I don't know. The part I saw was more like protect from like.
Well, yeah,
know,
but I think
harm.
That's who she was talking about. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it's, I don't know.
Or does she know something about Nell being alive?
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? That makes more sense. But
yeah, I mean, you know, Nina's cloying and annoying.
Yeah, exactly, right.
A duplicitous whore and all that stuff.
Sure.
But
yes.
But I don't think she'd cause bodily harm or something, you know.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, and I don't know what Carly's gonna do with this information. It was kind of nice.
Whatever she's gonna do, it's not gonna be before that commercial.
No,
there was
sir.
Today was like a whole bunch of that, yeah. And then commercial,
yeah,
commercial. You know, it's sort of classic, but tiresome nonetheless.
Fits and starts, yeah. I thought it was kind of nice, I guess, that Carly was showing so much compassion to Harmony.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of liked that too.
And I thought she looked good in spite of her abrasions, Carly.
Yeah, she can wear an abrasion. You know?
She sure can.
Yeah, I like that too because I don't know. Carly's really grown as a character over the years.
Yeah, she doesn't have the same sort of knee jerk reaction and that sort of vengeful spirit, maybe that.
Yeah,
she, you know.
And on the flip side, her offspring, Michael.
Yeah.
There's just nothing he can do right for me at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear him talk. God.
I know. And we've already had that happen with other characters. So
yeah. He's talking about the Paris trip, trying to distract Willow.
Yeah.
I just felt like saying, shut the whatever up. Like,
yeah.
No. Just.
I was trying to think about like his attitude towards Sunny and trying to explain it to myself a little better because I feel like it is kind of natural to want to just pick a side because it takes less energy in a way than trying to always navigate the gray area, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nevertheless, yeah, it's, and seeing Sunny, you know, realizing that all these things are happening and nobody has felt inclined to tell him, you know, except for Dante.
Yeah, that was a little sad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also it also seemed like he didn't really fully appreciate the effort Dante was making.
I know. I feel like Dante is getting kind of the short end of the stick here.
Yeah.
And Dante's being very adult and trying
very
to stand
adult.
By his father and checking on him. And But yeah, Michael, I don't know who, I think he, was it Britt? He like bit somebody's head off and then he was like, I'm under a lot of stress and I'm sorry. You know, he apologized, but it's like, dude, like, I think you just showed the real you there.
Yeah, that does happen. Yeah. And I also was thinking when,
kind of like during the pandemic, we all like saw some ugly sides of each other that, and I don't know if you say that's the real part of that person or.
Well, it's kind of hard to unring that bell when you see that side of a person.
I like that phrase.
I do too. I do.
It also makes me start singing the ring my bell. You know, we can't sing it all. We'll get in trouble. we'll be able to monetize this puppy like we want.
Right, right. Cha-ching.
Unring that bell. Yeah, good one.
Well, thanks. There was another point, I think, in that same.
Did you make that up?
I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. There's a lot of things that I don't get credit for.
I know.
Yeah. but I think TJ maybe was like, I don't know, having to eat something out of a machine or something. And I thought, you know, Michael's a very wealthy young fella. He could like order in food, you know, and have, you know, meals for all these people while they're all sitting around.
That's true.
I don't know.
He do anything good with his wealth? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, they were talking about how when he was leading ELQ, he was, you know, pursuing like green energy and stuff like that. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, Gia.
There's going to have to be a big turnaround with him for.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we didn't learn any more about why Harmony was so. I thought maybe I just missed some reveal about. I don't know who she. I guess Nina.
That's the only. That's really all they sort of let you believe it was. But like you said, maybe Nell is somewhere in there. I don't know. But Nell then you think Harmony would have tipped her hand a little bit sooner if Nell's out there somewhere and she knows it. I don't know.
Yeah. I still don't get the separation of the twins. Like, why didn't she steal both of them? Did she reveal, like, how this went down? How she ended up with them?
No, she didn't. No.
I have to say I'm quite sad about the loss of Harmony, though, because...
I know you are. I know you had big hopes for her.
Well, I just... That actor is really powerful, I think, and...
She does have a presence. She does seem like a sort of a unique kind of a...
Yeah, I thought she brought something new to the table there. And, you know, she had a similar role, like we had said about she and Brad kind of were always like never in the position to take the high road or do the right thing or whatever. But Brad's is always more comic or something.
Right, right.
And hers was really, her vibe is really more, I don't know. Like you feel like she does have a soul.
Yeah, it's funny though. And I think she did, or at least like it situationally maybe, but when Willow's hearing sort of the news from Dante and he's like, you know, and she has murdered before. And then before that, you know, how do you wrap your mind around that, you know?
Oh, well, yes, those are bad things, of course. Of course. Don't take this away from me.
I don't want to. I'm just thinking, like, if I'm in Willow's shoes
and
learned that not only did she almost kill these two women,
she did kill these two men. Well, I'm still giving her a pass on the Neil's brother thing. That was a struggle, and she was trying to defend herself.
Okay.
I mean, maybe manslaughter.
He was a jerk. Sure.
He really was a jerk.
He was
blackmailing her, and there were circumstances there, and they were just struggling next to a cliff where he wanted to be. He was the one who's
true. He was asking for it.
He was totally asking for it.
It's like he wanted to die.
Anyway, I thought her storyline, I thought, was a good one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it'll keep unraveling, but I feel like it's too bad they had to ditch her completely. But
yeah, I know. You always wonder. I mean, they must have reasons, but why sometimes they really do seem to pull the plug on a person.
Oh, speaking of characters whose plugs have been pulled. That sounds bad too. I saw a headline and I didn't click on the article.
I know where you're going.
Did you read the article? Is that for real?
About Jason?
Yes.
And Jason. His wife?
Yes.
Who seems to perhaps be a lying, duplicitous whore.
Like, was that for real, or is that just some kind of clickbait that was trying to get me?
I think that's for real, that she's pregnant with somebody else's
baby. Oh, my goodness.
I know. These are the days of our lives, Gia.
I mean, had they spent too long in the soap opera world? And so now
maybe, and they just think that's how you're supposed to behave. I don't know. He was on the road a lot with his little, you know, Stone Cold and Jackal stuff and all of that. I don't know.
It's true.
But anywho.
Anywho, yeah, I feel bad for him. But yeah. Okay, what else we got? So,
it's weird sometimes, like when you're so deeply immersed in some of these storylines and all of a sudden there's like Terry again, you know, and Chet, and it's like,
oh, you know? So I gathered that she was going on a date.
Yep.
And I saw some, I saw Terry and Biz getting their nails done.
Yeah.
And the Amy thing.
Yeah. Also was kind of, that felt like another one of these little
random-y things. Yeah.
Just to make, you know, the reveal when, you know, it turns out Terry's dating Amy's brother, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, a little random. I mean, the other randomy storyline was like Felicia Mack having a baby. Whatever.
Yeah, that was also kind of like, what? I mean, it's nice to see them, but that doesn't seem like it has to be.
It's like, that's the best they can come up with for those two to have a storyline, you know?
I wouldn't mind just seeing them all just hanging out having dinner.
I don't know. I thought they were going to go with the, like, she thinks she's pregnant, but it's menopause storyline, which is always a little tragic, you know?
I don't know. I did like Felicia's top, though.
Yeah, I did like Felicia's top, but I thought they made them both seem a little stupid.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, I think Mack wants a baby. You know, like, they seemed a little juvenile.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. And then meanwhile, Valentin's out there sort of on his own, and I don't understand why there's this sort of like distance between him and Anna at this point.
And why is Anna watching movies with her ex?
Scorpio, I mean, they are pals, but I don't know.
And I had to remind myself, well, Valentin ran into Nina at Charlie's and they're sitting there. I was like, oh, right. They were a couple.
Yeah.
It was like a huge love story, blah, blah, you know. And I was like, I totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. So who knows what he's up to?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was, speaking of other couples, we've got Chase and Brooklyn, and they seem to be like an actual couple now, right?
They're still a little sort of like, I don't know, Brooklyn seems to have like a little fear of the closeness, you know, but then also like when she called Chase about movie night or whatever, and he kind of abruptly hung up on her, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know if that's manufactured or not, but it's like that certainly could be cleared up with a couple more sentences and it would have been.
Yeah, but they seem to be leaving a lot unsaid.
Yeah, and they're just, I think they're just artificially creating tension.
And they don't seem like the type of people who would really, engage in that sort of nonsense.
And then when she was like struggling with the Luke.
Yeah. I thought I've never seen a Star Wars movie, and I know.
Yeah, pick a character that's maybe a little bit trickier to come up with the last name. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you dress up for May 4th?
No, I didn't.
I have to ask, because I never would have thought you'd run a 5K again, and you did that.
Well, I didn't run, let's be clear. And it was more like a 1K for me.
Oh, that's what you ended up doing?
I think so.
The walking was actually too much?
Almost an hour. What?
The actual walking of it was too much?
It was awful. Everybody was talking about this one big hill, and I was like, are you fucking, there was like eight big hills, people.
Were there any extenuating circumstances? Like, was it 90 degrees or?
No, it was perfect out. Yeah, no real reason, except that I just, you know, I sit on my ass too much these days.
Yeah, me too.
Sitting is the new smoking, so there you go.
I know. Talk about, man, on my flights today, I was sitting for so long. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't flown.
Flying is not glamorous anymore.
No, no, it's not.
No. I Ubered from the airport, and
wow, listen to you.
I know. And so in chatting with my first Uber driver, you know, like, oh, are you from here? From around here. And like, so the first guy, like, turns out he went to the same high school and was just a year ahead of me. And neither one of us revealed. Yeah, we didn't reveal our names. So I think neither one of us wanted to be like, so what do you do? What do you do? And like, oh, I'm an Uber driver. And I'd be like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm like a trailer park whore or whatever, you know.
Plus. A podcaster, Gia.
A podcaster, yeah. But I just thought it was funny.
And
like, kinda...
perhaps one day a sex scene choreographer.
Yeah, like, you just never lose that sort of like neat, like it's kind of like a high school reunion where it's like, what do you do? What do you do? You know, I was like, it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a little bit funny. And of course, I was looking sharp in my. Overall romper.
You were wearing like your romper or anything, were you?
Overall shorts, shortalls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is, you know, appropriate for a woman my age.
Yeah, that's what they say. Uh huh. And here we are.
Yeah, in 8 or 10 masks and my overall shorts and. Uh huh. You know.
Yeah, hot stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, I don't know why I'm talking about that. That's not General Hospital. Okay.
No.
Get back to it. Was there anything more with Chet? Oh, and who's this new guy at Volvaninos?
Yeah.
Why is that hard to say?
I don't know.
Volvaninos?
Or is there another? Or is it like Volvaninos?
Volvaninos. That would make for a funny graphic. No, I think it's Volaninos. But who's that new guy that like we had to?
Yeah, because if he was filling in Chet, did we ever see him during the time?
I forgot Chet completely.
Yeah, it was nice to see him back, I thought.
Yeah, but I forgot that he was connected to the gym at all.
I know. That took me a minute, too. But then it looked like maybe Sonny had, you know, plans for this guy to maybe be his new Jason. You know,
a new character.
If Brick,
we got some new characters. We got Rory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this new guy's name? I've forgotten already.
Dex, I think.
Dex, okay.
Yeah. Dex. I don't know. I don't like seeing Sonny like maybe recruiting people for the mob life. I mean,
Somebody's gotta do it.
Yeah, I know.
Job opportunities, you know.
Yeah. And then I'm always like half worried that these people are plants from some of the other like five families or whatever, you know.
Oh, it might be a woo.
A woo. Yeah. Yeah. But all of that stuff, I don't know. It just seems like I don't need any of that mob.
You want to get back to the hospital for a story.
I want the hospital stories. Yes.
Yeah. I hear you.
Thank you.
But yeah, it does seem like it's an integral part of the thing now. I don't know. How are they going to? What will happen when Sonny retires? He keeps making noise about the actor about retiring. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a shame. I hope he's enjoying the storylines and his character now because he's got so much more, you know.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, so much more going on than he had for a couple of years there.
Yeah.
What else? How are we feeling about Elizabeth's haunting? And is there not a camera in all of Port Charles that works
properly? No, there isn't. There apparently is no camera. And if somebody else's key card opened the door, I believe they could tell what key card that was, probably.
I don't know about that. I have no idea how those work.
Yeah.
Somebody else's. Yeah, how could somebody else's key card? They would have had to have that key. I mean.
Right. So that makes it look like Finn, maybe. But yeah, I don't really want that to be the.
She did it herself. They're going to have this seance or whatever, and her head's going to start spinning around.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, that might be a little bit silly. You know.
Well, it'll just be another little mental health PSA opportunity.
Oh, okay, sure.
And we haven't had anything more with Marshall, have we? Let's count our
That's
blessings.
Maybe you shouldn't have spoken his name.
Oh,
maybe that
why?
Will conjure him up again.
Oh,
or
okay.
The other guy, the swim team coach.
Oh, Drew. Yeah, we've had a few days off, Drew.
Yeah, that's been a nice break. It's funny how you just don't miss them at all, do you? Right?
You know, I keep seeing little snippets. I think it was on Instagram, but it was Sonny and Nicholas, the actors. I can't remember anybody's real names very well. But they were being very funny. Like, they were sitting in a diner, and Sonny's like saying, like, there's this guy, God, this guy, and he just keeps, he's copying everything I do. And then they pan over and it's Nicholas, and he's also making the Instagram post, you know, and he's like, this guy, you know. Anyway, I keep thinking, like, why do I let the outside stuff influence me? Because now I'm starting to like him as Nicholas a little more.
Right, yeah.
I've seen that he's likable in real life and got a very good sense of humor, which he doesn't get to use as Nicholas. Maybe they should let him be
that's
funny.
True. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be that funny, really, as a character.
Yeah, they should let him be funny. Ava gets to be a little funny sometimes.
She can be very funny. Yeah.
She says some pretty funny little remarks. And
Yeah. Well, I am kind of liking Nicholas more as a character. I don't know entirely what his plans are, you know, for all these evil people in his world, but
we got a break from Esme for a few days too.
Also nice. Yeah, I don't miss her either, really.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah, so we'll see who comes back tomorrow.
Okay, so we got Friday. I apologize for skipping a podcast here, but probably gave everybody a nice break. Like, speaking of characters that they don't want to see, you know.
Us. Well, yeah, that's true. I wanted to try to give our listeners some thanks, you know, because we're racking up some nice numbers with our downloads. And
I was supposed to come up with a life hack, wasn't I?
Yeah. Do you have anything for us, Gia?
I do. I do, actually. So, you know, sometimes you buy like something from a Walmart bakery or just your grocery store bakery.
I know you think I would say yes.
Because you think, well, gosh, it looks really good. Like, it's late at night and you stop because you need, you know, coffee creamer. Okay. And you're like, oh my God, that like lemon square looks so good or whatever. Okay. That blondie looks so good. And you're like, oh, well, it's not like, I don't know, it's Walmart. And you think it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And you get home and it's unfreaking bearably sweet.
Yeah.
Like almost inedible.
Right.
And so this is something the old man taught me, and I don't know where he got it.
Okay.
But if you douse it with lemon juice, it cuts that sweetness and makes it pretty good.
Okay.
And then further, he says that they never use salt when they're baking things, and that you really need that salt a little bit too.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to be careful, but if you put a little salt on it, it like balances the like acid and whatever. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So you can make
these are Rory life hacks.
They really are, but he won't come on here. So
no, that's too bad. That would have been nice to give him like a life hack segment. But
yeah, that's just a quick, like, if you make the mistake of buying. But you know what I mean? Like, frequently that things look delicious and then you get it home and it's like, why is this not good? It looks good.
And then you kind of continue to eat it.
You eat it anyway and you feel sick.
And
you despise yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, a related life hack, and this is sort of part two.
Oh, you get, you're going, you're going for another
life
one.
Hack. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, if you don't seem like you're old enough to buy it, menopause vitamin gummies to hide your candy in, you could buy something like oatmeal
just any sort of health foodie
that children wouldn't touch, you know, and just dump it out. And if you don't want to waste the oatmeal, There's a nice
feed it to your recipe. Dog or something.
There's a cookie recipe for outrageous chocolate chip cookies on All Recipes.
With oatmeal in it. That makes it quasi healthy a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to continue to build on ways to hide candy.
You're having a little trouble like keeping food in your house safe, huh?
Well, I have a lot of stuff stored in my room.
Growing up, my brothers and I like waged all kinds of food battles.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like there was a limited supply of pies and things, you know, like mom would buy.
Remember that too. Mm-hmm.
Did you and your brothers scrap over food?
Well, I feel like since I was the one who was home the most, I was the one eating.
You got it all. Well, I think we got like our allotment or whatever each shopping like that was supposed to be ours, and then you had to come up with a hiding space like you're talking about. And so you know you'd like hide it behind the frozen peas or whatever, and then my brother's delighted in finding my stash and eating it, you know, mm-hmm. and then I'd fly at them and rip like their eyeballs out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually another thing I've discovered is you can hide anything in the cabinet under the sink because kids think that's just cleaning supplies. So they'll never go in that cabinet.
Okay. All right. These are all good. I mean, I don't have any kids here, so it's not really a worry, but
So
I need to hide stuff from Trent, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, but
So we're,
We have slightly different tastes in sweets, so we're kind of okay.
That's good, yeah.
But, good stuff. not hospital related, but just kind of, I guess valuable. We can branch out a little bit. Yeah, valuable stuff.
We didn't talk about plants at all, so that was good.
I feel like I did see a nice plant scene, though. I can't think of where it was, so I won't.
Where was that? I think when I saw a plant, I thought, oh, G is going to notice that plant.
I did. I have to tell you, I pondered like where my dad is. The lady across the hall had a lovely plant outside her door.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. And I thought, you know, if I didn't think there were cameras in this hallway, I might snap off something and wrap it in wet paper towel and take it home and try to grow it. You know,
yeah,
but that would be just my luck of that old lady would come out of her room right then, or there'd be some camera and be like, oh my God. And then I thought, well, she'd probably appreciate somebody who, you know, but I just, I don't know. But these thoughts crossed my mind to like stealing plants from places.
Stealing plants, yeah. This is a recurring theme with you now, Gia.
And you know, I have like in Bangor. Mm-hmm. There was this lovely like memorial garden sort of, you know, where the river went through, there was this sort of like back behind the wig in that area. There was a little garden that was planted there in honor of somebody that passed away. And anyway, I remember one night passing and some hollyhocks had gone to seed.
Oh yeah.
And I took seeds. I like snapped
heard
off heads and I took
America.
I know. I took them home and I grew them and they were beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
But that's not really stealing, but I don't know.
I guess it seems like kind of a victimless crime, except for us. Yeah, we had to listen to that.
Well, you wanted life hacks, so there's mine.
Yeah.
Public gardens can be seed dispensaries.
Okay. There you go. This was
but
all
don't
free.
Steal plant. Don't steal plant cuttings from old ladies without asking.
Not if there are cameras. Right?
Well, not if there are cameras in the hall.
Yeah, maybe like right after they've given everybody their trazodone or whatever, then you can steal stuff.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
they give it out a lot with old people.
With old people, okay. Get my dad some. Yeah, he has a birthday coming up. I'll get him some.
Get him some trazodone. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're nattering now, so we better shut the puppy off.
Well, nice to have you back, Gia.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back, and thanks everybody out there in listener land. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Go for a walk.
Yeah. Not bloody likely. Good night.
Okay. We'll see you in a few days. Okay. Bye.